Blog Talk Radio.
We invite you to listen to the Crystal Chanel Show every Sunday on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen in from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The call-in number is 347-850-8557. That's 347-850-8557. Listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/The Crystal Chanel Show and check out our website at www.crystalchanelministries.com. That's crystalchanelministries.com.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. You guys, I just want to say happy, happy Sunday. It is August the 9th at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I am so excited to have my dear, awesome friend, Deborah Mack, with me on the air on this afternoon. We were actually supposed to do a live interview today. However, we had to make some changes. But I'm still going to do Facebook Live on my end, and I think she'll be able to do it on her end. So we'll communicate back and forth with the audience that way. You guys, in advance, if you are interested in calling in to speak to myself, Crystal Chanel, or my awesome special guest, Deborah Mack, please feel free to do so. Dial in at 347-850-8557. Again, the number is 347-850-8557. Press 1. It is interactive radio, so if you press 1, you'll be able to definitely speak to myself or Deborah Mack for any questions or comments that you would have, okay? So we'll go ahead and get started. Deborah, are you there with me?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. How are you?
I am great. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm fine.
Awesome, awesome. Definitely excited with you being here on the air with me. You guys, just to give you a little bit of information and background about Deborah, Deborah Mack was born in Mississippi and raised in Homestead, Florida, from the age of 4 years old. She is now a mother of two adult sons, Corey and Shannon, in whom she adores. For the past 11 years, she has been a professional massage therapist. With her mothering nature, this profession meets her passion for healing and helping others. Helping is one of many great traits that she has handed down to both of her sons. But unfortunately, Deborah lost her oldest son, Corey, to drowning. He jumped off a boat to help someone that was having a difficulty of swimming. Corey will forever be Deborah's hero. Okay, so I'm going to stop there, you guys, okay? It is very, very important for you guys to please do me a favor and, of course, share this broadcast, because we never know how Deborah's story is going to be able to be a blessing to someone else. So I'm just going to ask you in advance to please share the broadcast, start a watch party, and support Crystal Chanel by doing that, okay? If you love me, okay, I'm counting on you guys. If you love me, I'm asking you to please share the broadcast with me on this afternoon. Also, for Deborah, her inspiration comes from her two sons, with a goal to make them proud. Deborah admires to help young girls and women to know they do not have to be a victim and that they are not what they have gone through, and that silence is not the way. Speak up. Don't be ashamed. Deborah has been writing for 4 years. She wrote and published her first book of her childhood. It's called A Little Black Girl's Story, The Hell I Held. Wow, let me say that again. The Hell I Held, in January of 2019. By November 2019, she had her first book signing in January of 2020. She had her first book interview on live television, which was the Christian Network of Atlanta Live. And you guys, for those that are in Atlanta, you are very familiar with Atlanta Live, which is WATC 57. by Dr. Erol and Sandra O'Nall. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. Despite the unfortunate events that has taken place in Deborah's life, she is still a very optimism soul. She knows that she's a spiritual being having a human experience. Wow, wow. Deborah, let me just ask you, let's start off this afternoon with asking you, tell me the reason why you chose your book title, A Little Black Girl's Story.
Basically because I am that little black girl. It was a title that came to me right off bat when I first thought about writing the book. And I stuck with it. I just stuck with it. It's kind of self-explanatory. I just stuck with it. It's just, you know.
Got it. And I absolutely love the title, A Little Black Girl's Story. So besides what I have already shared with our listening audience, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your book?
Basically, my oldest son and I kind of challenged each other to write a book. I've been wanting to write a book for quite some time, and it was my way of venting. Like, it was just my way of just getting some things off my chest. And I challenged my son that we both challenged each other that we were going to do this. And we spoke of it years ago. After that, we didn't speak anymore, and I just did it. Time went on, and January of 2019 was when I gave him the book. Like, I manifested the book. I physically had the book on hand, and he was, like, so shocked and surprised and, you know, all of that at once. And he basically told me that he was so proud. He posted it up on one of his pages. He told me how proud he was. And we were making plans about this book for a couple of months. We just talked about it, and he was so excited, and we were making plans about it. And unfortunately, before anything could take place, he passed away. So I was left kind of stuck for a while. Well, not for a while, because I'm still kind of stuck, but I was left. Honestly, I kind of gave up after he left. But I prayed on it, and I asked God, what should I do next? And instead of me having to do something next, the next thing just came to me, which was my first week, which was the first interview with Dr. Erol and Sandra O'Neill. And after that was my first book signing, and thank God now I'm here talking to you. So God has just given me things. Like, I'm honestly, I'm just appreciative. I'm very grateful.
Amen to
I'm
that.
I'm very grateful with the order that things is going now, because I kind of gave up hope for a minute.
Okay, so, and thank you so much for sharing that. I guess one of my other questions that I would actually have for you in regards to your book, tell the listening audience, for example, what your book is about. In other words, share your story, share your testimony with us.
The book is about a little girl that from the beginning of her thought process went through hell. It started from a very young age, and she went through a lot of ups and downs. She went through a lot of abuse. She went through a lot of loss. She went through a lot of disappointment. But she always stayed positive. She was always a positive person. And with positivity, that's the reason that she's able to even talk about it now.
Okay.
The reason that she stayed positive is the reason that she's able to even speak on it now.
And just for example, for those that I would say that are not so positive right at the moment, you know, what words of encouragement would you have for that particular person?
You got to find something that makes you happy. Mm-hmm. As long as it's not hurting anybody else, do it. Whatever it may be, as long as it's not causing harm, you know, upon anybody else, do it. You got to find your own happiness, and you got to stay positive. And I'm not a religious person. I'm very much spiritual. I have nothing against religion. Whatever feeds your soul and makes you a better person, I say do it. But whatever feeds your soul and makes you a better person, do it. You got to find something that you just got to stay on the positive realm, because it's easy to be negative. It's easy to go left. It's easy to go left.
Right.
And when tragedy happens, when things happen, when negative things happen, it's very easy to just grip onto those things and to hold on to it. It's kind of harder to see the brighter side.
Got it. And
when you focus on the brighter side, you always feel better. The outcome is always better.
Mm-hmm.
You may not see it when you're in it, but it's always better.
Absolutely. Now, I know that you've experienced a lot of tragic things in your life, Deborah, and I want you to be completely comfortable. So, for example, for those things that you would like to share, please share that with us.
This book, it's a strong, but it's a short, but it's a strong read.
Uh-huh.
And it's a very true read, and it's an up and down read. It's not all bad. It's not all negative, but
uh-huh.
It's basically all of what that little girl went through. And
uh-huh.
The message that I would like to relay with this book is to young women, even males, because
uh-huh.
These things don't only happen to females. It's not one gender. My thing
right.
is to voice it, to talk about it. No matter what anybody says to you, once you get it out, once you get it even out of your system, you feel
uh-huh.
better. And a lot of times when you get it out of your system, it has to stop, because once it's said, you know, something is being done, something will be done about it.
Yeah, you're free. Freeing yourself.
Exactly. It's like a win-win situation once you get it out of your system.
Mm-hmm.
And always remember, you're not the reason. You're not the blame. Though it may seem like that you deserve it or you caused it upon yourself,
mm-hmm.
you didn't, and you're not.
That's it. Now, let me ask you, Deborah, for example, for people that are interested, for example, in purchasing your book, can you share with them how they are able to purchase your book?
It's basically on Amazon.com, and the title is A Little Black Girl's Story by DMACK, DEELACK. And it's on Amazon, and that's the only avenue right now, but it's also on ebook on Amazon.
Uh-huh.
And they both could be found the same way, Amazon.com, A Little Black Girl Story.
Okay, awesome. Now let me ask you, Deborah, for your tragic situations that you went through in life, how have you been coping with those tragic situations? Like, what is allowing you to have the spirit on a daily basis to continue to move forward?
My search. I'm on a spiritual search, and right now I'm so deep in the middle of it till I can't even describe it to you right now. It's kind of crazy. But, it's an up and down thing. I find myself in dark places a lot, you know, because of what's taking place with my son.
Uh-huh.
But I, my whole thing is to try to, on the positive days, in the positive moments, I stay I try to hold on to them as long as possible. I try to, whenever it's positive, I try to grab and hold on to it as long as possible. That's basically all I could say right now, because I'm kind of really still in the middle of all of it.
Got it.
And I'm dealing with it, you know, daily, kind of moment
right.
by moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I appreciate you sharing that. For people that are listening, our listening audience, and that have not had an opportunity to hear the tragic story in regards to what happened to your son, can you share with us from the beginning to the end, you know, as much as you would like to, in regards to what happened to your son?
I'm gonna give you the good part. That day was not all a dark day.
Mm-hmm.
On that day, I moved. Corey came over to help me move. He him and my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole process of us moving, the whole time, like, we were having such a great day. We were having a beautiful time with each other. We were laughing. Like, everything was a joke. And fast forward to the moment that he left, it was okay, I'll see you later. He was like, okay, I'm going to a party on the lake. I don't remember if he used the word boat or what, but I was so wrapped up into the move that,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't even remember exactly what he said. I just remember him saying that he had a party to go to. So I was like, okay,
right.
cool. He jumped on the U-Haul, you know, him and my brother left. He left. We left to go do some things and take the U-Haul back. We stopped to eat. And within that period of time that he left, it may have been about two and a half, 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And we took the U-Haul back. We were sitting in the restaurant grabbing some food. And I got a phone call. Telling me that he had drowned, but because I know what's going on, Crystal, this I know that what I've been dealing with doesn't just stop with my son, with the fact that he's gone, because
mm-hmm.
two weeks before my son left, I was sitting home, and literally I sat there. And it was an average evening, and I was watching TV, and
mm-hmm.
I don't know what came over me, but there was the most horrific feeling that came over me for a split second. And I sat up in my bed, and my motherly instinct was to, you know, call my boys, and I called Corey. He was playing the video game, and I was like, I didn't, you know, alarm them, but I was like, you know, I was just checking up on you. He was like, oh, I'm just sitting here playing the game. I was like, okay, we talked for a minute, hung up, and I texted my youngest son because he was at work, so I didn't want to call him. He texted me back, let me know what time he was getting off. We ended the text, and I just laid back down, and it was, you know, I was like, I don't know what that was about. You know, I didn't think twice. After I spoke
right.
with them, and they were fine. And I fast forward to that day, and when I sat in that restaurant and I got that phone call from Corey's girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
it was the exact same feeling. It was the exact same feeling. It was
and
the exact felt. Same feeling that day. And so my whole, this is so...
Take your
this
time.
Is so strong, what I'm going through right now. So my whole, I just been dissecting myself, and I asked God, why would he give me something? Why would he give me a sign? And why would he give me this and not the knowledge to know what to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
So that was a battle I've had with myself, you know, not to even warn him, or was I supposed to, or what. But I know for a fact, that I was given this for a reason.
Yes.
My whole thing was, I was angry with myself because I didn't do anything with it. I was supposed to do something with it. I was supposed to stop this from happening. But I also know God came to me in so many words, let me know that he gave me that intuition to anchor my soul, because had I went through that day without being warned or without having any type of intuition, I don't think that I would be sane today. I don't think that I would be me. I don't think I would be myself right now. I wouldn't be Deborah. Though I still don't feel like that, you know, that I'm the same Deborah. I don't. I feel like part of me died.
Okay, but since your son passed away, that's what you, how you feel currently.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to feel like that until, you know, the end of my days, because
mm-hmm.
a part of me is lost, and it's a loss till it's so big. Like, I've never experienced a loss of something to where I just absolutely cannot get it back, and there's absolutely nothing that I could do about this, you know?
Right. Right. So I'm going to take a moment just so that you can take a deep breath. You guys, for those that are tuning in, I want to say thank you so much for tuning in. It's a little hard to do this interview because, of course, Deborah is still currently dealing with the loss of her son. She lost her son back in January 2019. And every day she is, like she just stated, that she is, she feels like she lost a part of her. And for people that are truly prayer warriors, let me say that, I am going to ask you to lift my dear sister up. Her name is Deborah Mack. Because this, going through this process has been a complete journey for her. Unfortunately, losing a loved one is very, very, very hurtful. And some people are able to just quickly move forward, and some people, unfortunately, are not. Now, me personally, myself, for example, I've experienced a lot of death in my family. I used to suffer with depression for, oh my goodness, years and years and years and years and years, okay? I think it was right in my early 30s where I was able to not have to deal with depression as much as I used to. Now, some days, if I'm not careful, let me just be honest, you know, we have to make sure that we're always trying our very best to keep our spirits and stuff like that where it needs to be. Because some days, you know, with everything that's going on, the pandemic, things of that nature, it's so easily to get into a funk, or, you know, feel down and out, or feel depressed or sad or whatever, you know, having anxiety attacks and panic attacks and things of that nature. So, number one, I'm just going to – this is something that I share with you guys on a daily basis, is to – focus on your self-worth, your self-love, your self-care, because those three things are very, very important. If we don't focus on ourselves, it's hard for us to move forward, to be there for our family, to be able to focus on other people that we love if we're not mentally prepared and mentally together. So I just want to encourage you on today that if that is the case, to definitely, you know, make sure you find your happy place and stay there. You know, quite often I personally have to go and find my happy place because, you know, you turn on the news, things of that nature, you hear so many people dying in the world, just all kind of sad news, sad news, sad news, right? But can we get a news channel that just gives us good news? You know, why it has to always be bad news? But this particular incident happened here in Georgia at Lake Lanier, and when I tell you it is, when I heard Deborah's story and her testimony, it touched me deeply, and I told her, I said, you know, I definitely want to have you on the show so that you can, you know, share what you're able to share, you know, so it's not an easy thing, and when she's still trying to deal personally currently with this situation. You guys, if you are interested in definitely calling in to speak to myself, Crystal Chanel, or my awesome special guest, Deborah Mack, please feel free to do so at 347-850-8557. Again, the number is 347-850-8557. Press 1, and I'll make sure we get you into the studio to speak to myself. If you have a question, feel free to press 1. If you have a comment, please feel free to press 1. And we'll make sure that we get you into the studio to speak to Deborah or myself. Now, Deborah, I know this process has not been easy for you. And, of course, to the mother or father or parents, say, for instance, that have lost a child, that may have just lost a child, that may be losing a child in the future, you know, what would be your words of encouragement for that particular person? Because even though that you're going through your storm right at the moment, Deborah, I do feel that at the end of the day, somebody is going to be blessed by your story and testimony because somebody have already experienced losing a child, myself as well, and then also, you know, having to, you know, experience something like this in the future. At the end of the day, we all going to die, unfortunately. Who wants to die? I don't think nobody probably want to die, you know what I mean? But it is what it is, and that's the life that we are, we're here to live, and then at the same time, we're here to die, unfortunately. But what would you share with that mom, with that dad, with the parents that may have already experienced this or may be experiencing a tragedy like this in the future?
In the midst of going through this, the most valuable thing right now to me is the friends and family that's there. So I don't know if they know how valuable they are, but they play a big role in because no matter what, going through something like this, no matter what anybody tells you, you don't feel like nobody understands. You absolutely do not feel like nobody get it, nobody understands. And I've learned that it's okay to feel like that because
right.
No, you know, you love your child. I love my child. But every parent feel like they love their child more than anything or anybody else could love their children or, you know, in the world. So,
of course.
And on top of that, don't let anybody tell you how to and how long to grieve.
That's
because that's between you and that person, your child that you lost. And if somebody was to ever, you know, give you that feeling of, you know, you're not, or you should be over it by now, that's
mm-hmm.
the person you should be over. That is the person you should be over.
That's it.
But you gotta always, no matter what, you're going to have your dark days. You're going to think about that worst moment, that worst day. But you got to remember all of that time that you had before that terrible moment. You got to remember all of that time. So
mm-hmm.
so just grasp and hold on to all of that good time because you got
right.
a lot of it. You hold on to it. That one moment, that's torturing yourself, which is what we do as humans because we
mm-hmm.
just think about it over and over and over, and there's nothing nobody could do for you. You have to do it. There's nothing anybody could do for you. You have to do it yourself.
That's it.
But in the midst of doing it yourself, you've got to just try to stay positive and always, 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 always. I don't know who, what you believe in, but I believe in a higher being, and always believe and always trust that it's going to be okay. That God, that higher being, that whatever you want to name it, is going to make everything okay. Because just as much, this is what I'm looking forward to, Crystal, because I know it's possible. I know it's possible. Just as much and just as deep as this pain is, I know for a fact that God could give me the total opposite. Just as much joy. I know it. Just as much as deep as this pain is, I know for a fact that God can change this around and give me just as much joy and make that joy be just as deep as this pain. I know it.
Yes. Yes.
Though I'm not experiencing it, I know it, though. I know it's possible. I know it. And I'm looking forward to it. And it might not be to the age 92.
No, we're not going to speak that.
But, you know.
Devil is a liar.
We're
not
going to speak
that. You're going to have your joy, your peace, and your happiness before the age of 92, okay? At the end of the day, we know that, you know, losing your child has been very, very rough. But, you know, there's a saying that says you have what you speak, right? And I truly, truly believe in that. You know, even when it comes to sicknesses and diseases and things of that nature that, you know, we may be struggling with in our bodies. Like my mom used to tell me, say that thing. You know what I mean? Don't say, oh, my arthritis is acting up. My fibromyalgia is acting up. You understand what I'm saying? Because you're already claiming it as it's yours.
Right.
Does that make sense?
So you got to, you got to speak the positivity into existence. I get it.
That's it. And I was speaking to one of my dear friends or whatever today, and she kind of something I said, and she had to remind me of the same thing, you know. So therefore, look, I'm stopping you in your tracks by saying that, but at the same time, I got stopped earlier today in my tracks as
and
well.
I know
for
better.
I said, huh?
And I
said,
and I know better. I said,
absolutely.
And I know better, but you know, sometimes you get caught up.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. So you guys. Hey, Salida, thank you so much for joining. Hi, Bridget, thank you so much for joining us. Let's see. Bridget, I totally agree. Partnering up with a physician to make sure our levels are within range. Simple stuff like vitamin D deficiency can cause depression. Very, very true. And, you know, I go back and forth to the cancer doctor every 3 months to make sure my condition doesn't turn into bone or blood cancer. So, having the appropriate vitamin D is definitely, definitely important. Like my doctor has me on a, 50,000 vitamin D tablet that I take weekly because, unfortunately, especially as African-American people, unfortunately, we don't go outside enough to be sitting in the sun. So, of course, we're not getting as much vitamin D. And I try my very best now to do a little bit more of, you know, going outside, you know, midday, things of that nature so that I can boost my vitamin D up. But that's very, very true, Bridget. Thank you so much for sharing that. You guys, we want to thank you for tuning in to the show. Please feel free to share the broadcast. You never know how Deborah's story will be a blessing to someone, so we appreciate you for doing that. Again, if you have any questions or comments for Deborah or myself, please feel free to do so by calling in to 347-850-8557. Again, the number is 347-850-8557. Press 1. We'll make sure you get into the studio to speak to myself or Deborah. Deborah, right at this time, we're going to just take a quick commercial break, and then we'll definitely be back on the air with you guys in just a moment.
Hi, this is Chef Riley, the Wing King with Crazy Wings. We have over 50 flavors of wings, strawberry barbecue, jerk, peanut butter and jelly, pineapple, just to name a few. For your catering needs, call us at 678-628-7000. 7414. Make sure you check us out on Facebook and Instagram. That's KRAZIE_wings. And remember, Crazy Wings, a party in your mouth.
Are you in the market for a complimentary facial treatment, lip treatment, or hand treatment? Then Crystal Chanel can help. If you would like to host a Mary Kay party, or you would just like to purchase something for yourself or someone else, maybe a friend or relative, please visit www.marykay.com/crystaljenkins or call 770-715-7949. That's 770-715-7949 to book your appointment or to place your order today. If your New Year's resolution...
What you heard was an actual recorded incident of my abuser attacking me and my daughter witnessing the attack. For 8 years, I endured physical, verbal, and emotional abuse. Hi, I'm Kendra Turner, mother, daughter, sister, and survivor of domestic abuse. Because of my story, SOTA, Survivors of Domestic Abuse, with both. For more info, contact SOTA.info2015@gmail.com. Are you SOTA?
Just can't seem to find your way, but we have a solution to your problem. The new and approved One Nation Under God Record Service Plateau, suited to fit all of your industry needs. So whether you're a gospel artist, soloist, hip-hop artist, or even a musician, we can help. We provide everything from artist development, graphic design, mixing and mastering, production, radio placement, PR services, and anything in between. So give us a call today at 706-386-6932. How may we be of service to you?
All right, you guys, we're back from our commercial break. At this time, Deborah, I'm going to ask you, throughout this process of you losing your son, Love, who could you say was your biggest support system throughout this process? Deborah, are you there? Hello? All right, you guys. Bear with me for 1 second. I think we lost Miss Deborah. Deborah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay. All right. So one of my questions that I was asking was, you know, during this process, who was your biggest support system? Like, who walked you through this process of just pretty much being there for you, you know, during the time that you lost your son?
Well, I had three people that's been there for me, like, daily.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been... they've been best friends, Cassandra, Veronica, and Karen. They have been, besides my, I have two boys, besides my youngest son, Shannon, like, they have been the best people. And that's another thing that I wanted to say, you know, before a commercial break, Crystal, about being able to, you know, to deal with going through the situation that you're going through.
Uh-huh.
Focus on, instead, don't focus on the people that's not there for you.
That's it.
Focus on the ones that there for
is
you.
There.
Because,
that's it.
You know, focusing on negativity and you're already going through negativity, that's like too much. That's too
sick.
Much heat.
Uh-huh. It'll make you sick.
And having those. And even if it's one person, even if it's one person, focus on that one person, you and that one person, they'll help you get through it. And those four people has been there for me. I've had other friends and family, of course, to check up on me, but on a day-to-day basis, those three people, I can't say enough about them.
Awesome. Now, let me ask you, what has it been like for your son? Of course, I know that he lost his big brother pretty much. So, like, how has the journey been for him? How does he feel? How is he coping with this?
He's on a roller coaster because he's an introvert, and it's hard to get much out of him because he doesn't like to, you know, talk much, and he doesn't like to. But one day he came over here. This was maybe about a week ago, and we had a deep conversation about, you know, we're both missing Corey, and we're just sitting and talking about him, and, you know, tears were shed at that moment, but we ended up having laughs because we like to talk about how, you know, because Corey was a jokester. So we like to talk about all the stupid stuff he used to do. And after he left, he texted me back maybe about an hour later, and he said something to the effect of, I'm glad, I love it when you vent, and I love when we have conversations like that. I always feel better. And he's like, thanks, Mom. But he's that type of kid that he'll hold it in. But I don't like that because he's a young male and he don't need to hold it in because they tend to release in different ways that's not positive. So
right.
We talk a lot. I'm always in his head. We talk a lot.
And you should
be. He's going through it because, you know, he realizes that he lost his brother. He realizes that his brother was supposed to teach him a lot, show him a lot because, you know, he said those things. But he's dealing with it.
Yes, absolutely. And it's good for you guys to definitely, you know, kind of just check in with each other because, you know, be that support system for each other. Because you never know, you know, what you may be battling one day, he may be battling the next day. But if you guys have each other there, then you guys can walk each other through that journey of healing. Deborah, I know, and this may be, you know, just, you know, let me know if it's a little too personal, but have you, and you don't have to answer the question, for example, if you do not want to, but have you thought about or have already tried to seek counseling in regards to this? Because a lot of times, and I say this all the time, you guys, we as African-American people in general, we just want to go through things. We just sweep it underneath the rug, unfortunately. Nobody wants to sit down on the couch. You know, I always say the couch. Nobody wants to sit down on the couch and have a conversation with a counselor because they think that, oh, if I sit down and have this conversation with the counselor, then people are going to look at me as if I'm crazy or, you know, I'm just going through the motion. And a lot of times, you know, honestly speaking, a lot more people need to sit down on the couch and speak to a therapist, speak to a counselor, speak to a psychiatrist, whatever the case is, because we are bleeding and hurting in the inside. And unfortunately, we're going to continue to bleed and hurt in the inside if we're not seeking the help that we need to seek in order to get through the process of what we're going through or what we've already been through. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. But, yes, I have. Before this pandemic, I had been going to group counseling. And let me tell you to elaborate on what you literally just said. My brother kind of, you know, gave my information to, I don't know where he got it from, but long story short, a counselor called me, and she told me that she got the information from my brother, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I got so upset with him. He don't know it, but I got so upset with him, not the fact that he gave out my information, but I think I got more upset because I was angry because I didn't want to be a part of this group. I didn't want to be a mother that lost her child.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be part of this. Like, the only groups I've been a part of is me volunteering. I volunteer to go and do and be part of things. I didn't want to be a part of this. And I finally got over that, and I'm like, okay, it's all about helping.
Mm-hmm.
So I got over that, and I started going. And as I went, it was, I mean, I'm not knocking it, but it wasn't therapeutic for me because I guess I'm too empathetic. I'm listening mm-hmm. to other people's loss, and I'm bringing home my loss and their loss. I couldn't stop the difference. I had to stop because it wasn't helping me as far as me being able to go there and talk about some things and kind of soothe my spirit, if just for a moment, because as I sat there and listened to other people, you know, other people losing their loved ones or their children, it's bringing me back to where I don't want to be all over again.
Right.
So it was, and then it's me feeling the pain for that person. And it was just too much, so I kind of stopped. And right before the pandemic happened, I started going to, one-on-one.
Yeah.
But I hadn't started back after the pandemic because, honestly, during this pandemic and the shutdown, that was, like, the worst and the loneliest time
mm-hmm.
and the darkest time. So I figure in my mind, because, you know, I kind of pride myself in being strong. Maybe that's wrong sometimes. But I went through, I feel like I dealt with the darkest time of my life, which I'm still dealing with, but I dealt with it when I had no other choice but to deal with it myself. Like, I didn't have those people to come and sit with me or talk with me. You know, we can talk on the phone, but I didn't want to be that person to, every time I call you, I'm down. You know, I kind of just started keeping a lot of things to myself. And I figured in my mind that if I could deal with this in this darkest place in the loneliest time, I got this.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but, I mean, that's just how I feel today, right now.
Right. And my thing is, and then, of course, every day would be a different feeling, I'm sure. You know, you've been experiencing that throughout this process of losing your son. But I guess what I would say is, you know, of course the pandemic has happened. A lot of people are dealing with depression, anxiety, things of that nature. Even, you know, during this process, our awesome Michelle Obama, even Michelle Obama has been dealing with a light depression. You know, there was an article and release and all that good stuff about her dealing with that. So even the strong sometimes, unfortunately, falls, you know, a little weak. So at times there are so many different things that we could do to try to make our situation better, whether or not that's a walk in the park, just to walk around in your subdivision, whatever the case may be. You know, of course, making sure you're getting your vitamin D, like my girlfriend Bridget was saying, in regards to this, you know, helping out with the depression. And, of course, you know, we know that for African-American people, you know, our skin tone and pigmentation and things of that nature is different than others. So there's things that we have to physically do probably more so than other, cultures and stuff like that. So just a lot to think about. But in this season, you guys, there are, even though you may not be able to physically go to a counselor or a therapist or a psychiatrist, for example, if that's the assistance that you need, right? You may not be able to go to that particular person on a weekly basis or a monthly basis, but they have so many different options now, you know, that you're able to do those appointments through Zoom or different options out there. Also, they have something called telehealth. And, of course, you can definitely meet up with the therapist, your counselor or whatever, through telehealth. Okay, so there's different options out there. There's some other apps. For some reason, it won't come to my mind right at the moment, but I will definitely post them for you guys on my social media page. Also, there's different things that we need to do as far as meditation. Number one, let's rewind. You know, I don't know everybody's religion and their beliefs and things of that nature, but I'm just going to say the first key, okay, the way that I was brought up, you know, the first key would be to pray, okay? Then after that, I would say meditate. You know, do what you feel you need to do that's going to bring you joy, peace, and happiness. There's also an app called Calm that I use. And with that particular app, you guys, you're able to download that app onto your cell phone. And I like Calm because Calm allows you to, like, they have the piano playing or, you know, the birds chirping or the waterfall, or let's just say if you're going to get a massage and you hear the spa music that they're playing when you go to physically get that massage, you know, they have those type of sounds and things of that nature on that particular app. And a lot of times I just go to YouTube and pull things from off of YouTube because that's what works for me. So I'm just sharing that with you guys so that if it's something that you feel would work for you and your family, please feel free to do so. It works miracles for me. And that's what's been helping me out over this last past year. Also, there is a there's so different, so many different supplements and things of that nature. I try to share. Hi, Miss Lisa. Thank you for joining us. Hi, George. Thank you for joining us. Lene, I see you guys. Miss Jean, thank you so much for joining us. But I do. There's so many different things that I try to share. You know that I know that works for me. I try to share with our people because it's needed. You know, if you don't know, you don't know. I also rely on Dr. Google a lot. Now, sometimes Dr. Google be telling lies, Deborah, you know what I mean? But I rather rely on Dr. Google as well for different things to research to see exactly what will work, what will not work, things of that nature. You know, reading the reviews, of course, for whatever you decide that you need to purchase, things of that nature, is very important as well. Read the reviews and then make your decision on what you need to do. But it's very, very, very important, you guys, for us to get a handle on our mental health, our mental being, you know, being as happy in this season as we possibly can. We had a rough 2020, but does that mean that the latter has to be as bad as the beginning of the year? No, we have what we bring about, okay? We have what we speak. So in other words, going forward, guess what? This month is, August, right? So the number 8 counts for a new beginning. So what does that tell us, okay? It's a new beginning this month. So what are you going to do for the remaining of this year to make the rest of your 2020 be a success, to bring that happiness, that peace, that joy that you are searching for and that we need to have in general in our lives, you know? Ms. Deborah, mm-hmm. Let me just ask you, before we close out, you guys, because we have about 7 more minutes. Of course, again, if you are interested in calling in before this last 7 minutes are up, please feel free to do so at 347-850-8557. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you into the studio to speak to myself or Ms. Deborah Mack. Deborah, do you have anything else that you wanted to share with the listening audience? Any other words of encouragement on this evening? And you guys, also, let me just say this. If you are even interested in sending some words of encouragement to Ms. Deborah, please feel free to do so as well. If you are able, okay, and I'm saying my true prayer warriors, okay, people that are in tune for sure with God, I'm asking you as well to, you know, keep our sister lifted because, you know, this is not easy losing a child. Like, you know, for those that have lost a child, I'm sure you understand her pain and the process of her going through this healing process. It's still fresh pretty much. You know, she just lost her child January 2019, okay? We're in 2020 now. And it takes people sometimes longer to heal from different situations. Like over the years, even personally myself, Deborah, I mean, I've lost so many loved ones, and I'm telling you, it was so crazy that one day in my home, I had all my loved ones' obituaries just on the wall, Deborah, as if it was a picture collage, okay? And every day I would literally go to that wall and talk to my family members, okay? My grandmother, my grandfather, my aunts, my uncles, my best friend in high school, for example. One day I was on the phone talking to her, and she told me, Crystal, I'm going to go clean up my room. I'm going to lay down because I got a little headache, and I'm going to call you back. You know, I'm still waiting for her to call me back. At the end of the day, she died. She had a brain aneurysm, okay? Never talked to her again. So, you know, things happen. Let me also state this while God has given it to me in my spirit, too. We have to learn, you guys, to forgive. Okay, it doesn't mean that we have to forget, okay, but we definitely have to learn to forgive, because holding on to anger and bitterness and things of that nature, it's not healthy for us, okay? And not only that, you know, again, you don't have to forget, but you have to forgive, okay?
Forgiving is not for them, it's for you.
That's it. And she, like Deborah just said, forgiving is for not them, it's for you. So we have to learn how to forgive. Sometimes we hold on to grudges. And let me just raise my hand, y'all, because let me tell you, for me personally, I tell people, if you're my sister, please believe that you're my sister. If you're my brother, please believe that you're my brother. The minute that I see something different, I just do Control-Alt-Delete, okay? And I have been this way for I don't know how many years now. Nothing has changed. I just protect my peace. You know, Trent Shelton says quite often, protect your peace. You understand? So people that need to be in your life, you know, you ask God for the spirit of discernment to, of course, allow them to be in your life. People that's not supposed to be in your life, then you ask God for the spirit of discernment to do a Control-Alt-Delete like I do, okay? So at the same token, you know, I may Control-Alt-Delete people at the same token. I still forgive, but I don't forget, okay? So, Deborah, if I could ask you please to share with us one more time how they could purchase your book, The Little Black Girl Story. And also, Deborah, what is the price of your book?
The book could be purchased on Amazon, and it's $15 a book. It's also on Amazon ebook. It's only $1.99 on ebook, but the paper book, the paperback copy is $15. And
okay.
Also, you can follow me on Facebook at Deborah Mack or at DMack, DEEMACK, The Hell I Held, and also DMack35 on Instagram, DEEMAC35 on Instagram.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. And also, I just want to say, you know, to the listening audience, you guys, please feel free to share the broadcast. You never know how her story would be a blessing to someone else. Also, I would just like to ask for my fellow radio and TV show hosts, if you guys are interested definitely in having Ms. Deborah Mack on your show to tell, share her story and share her testimony or speak with her in regards to her book, please feel free to do that. You can contact her directly. She is tagged on my Facebook page, or you can inbox her, whatever works. Please reach out to her, and I'm sure she'll be more than happy to share her story and her testimony with you guys as well. You know, again, like I said, we never know who this could be a blessing to. So I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. Just know that I greatly appreciate your time. You did not have to be with me on this afternoon, this evening. So I appreciate you truly, 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 truly appreciate you. Make sure you do something special for yourself this week. Make sure you encourage someone this week. Make sure you tell someone you love them this week. Make sure you give somebody a hug this week, okay? Now, you know, we're supposed to be social distancing, y'all. So y'all just make sure y'all hugging and social distancing at the same time, okay? Do it the smart way. Making sure we're washing our hands, using hand sanitizer, wearing our masks, you guys. Let's not be ignorant, y'all, okay? People are dying. People are leaving the United States of America, okay, because they do not want to wear masks in all these other different scenarios. That's it. Lisa said elbow hug, Deborah, okay? That's right.
Exactly.
Elbow hug. Never works. A pound in the air, whatever. Whatever it takes, okay? If you want to send somebody a pound on a picture, please feel free to do so, okay? Just make sure
right.
you do it, okay? You never know that little small gesture, what it could do for someone. Somebody is going through depression right now, y'all. Somebody is going through anxiety right now, y'all. Somebody is thinking about committing suicide right now, you guys. This is not a time to play, okay? We got to be serious about life, okay? I've heard all types of different scenarios about what people are doing in this season while we're going through a pandemic. I'm just blown away, okay? Now, I'm going to just keep some of those things to myself because I don't want to offend anybody. But y'all, if y'all don't get y'all life together and know that Jesus is coming soon, okay, let's be for real. He's coming soon. We're not just going through no pandemic just to be going through it. There's a purpose and a process. There's a purpose that we're going through what we're going through. So, again, you guys, please share the broadcast. And please understand what I just stated. I am stating that with all the love that's inside of me. So please don't take it the wrong way. Just know that Crystal Chanel loves you. Know that I am very, very, very concerned about people in general. And in other words, our souls at the end of the day, okay? So know that I love you. You guys have an amazing rest of your Sunday. And peace and blessings. Until next time, let me see, Deborah, what song do I have for you on this afternoon, this evening to close us out, hon? I want you to stay encouraged, Deborah. Know that God loves you and know that, you know, God's going to give you exactly your heart's desire. He's going to bring that joy, that peace, that love that you need throughout this time and through this season. So you hang in there, my sister, and know that. Absolutely. Did you have anything else you wanted to say, Deborah, before we close out?
No, I want to apologize to my friends and family for not being able to go live right now. I had a technical difficulty right before the show, so of course it would happen right before, but I mean,
of course.
As long as I got the phone call.
Honey, yes, the devil is stupid. He'll always try to do something, but he ain't going to win. So I appreciate your time. I want to thank you so much.
I am so grateful that you had me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We appreciate you. And you have an amazing rest of your evening, you guys. I think, let's see what I got for y'all. I'm trying to see what I'm going to play by closing us out. And actually, I'm going to play Holy Fire by Shandrika. She is an artist. I believe Shandrika is in New Orleans. I had a live radio show and TV show a few years ago. I want to say it was 2 or 3 years ago. And, okay, thank you, Ms. Beverly. It's okay. Thank you for letting me know. But she flew in from New Orleans to come and sing at my live radio show and TV show. It was phenomenal. Absolutely love her voice. So anyway, we're going to close out with Holy Fire, you guys. Thank you again for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. Know that Crystal Chanel loves you. You guys, if you are interested in definitely being a guest on the Crystal Chanel Show, please feel free to reach out to me. Of course, you can inbox me on Facebook or you can call me directly at 770-715-7949. Now, y'all, let me just let you know right now, okay, don't be calling on my phone, playing on my phone, okay? I love y'all, but, you know, the devil is a liar. You know, somebody was calling me every day this week, Deborah, playing games on my phone. Let's not do that, okay? I'm the wrong one you want to do that with, okay? Because by the time I pray my prayers, that's all I'm going to say to you, okay? All right, but if you guys are interested, definitely please feel free to reach out to me. I'll be more than happy to have you on the show, okay? And we're going to close out with Holy Fire by Shandrika J.
Thanks, Crystal.
You're welcome.